Where's the camera?
The camera's there. You can see, look.
Is it at me, though?
It's taking up the whole, it's filming the whole stage.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I can't see where it is. Hello, and welcome to a special Patreon episode filmed at Sunil's house.
This is my house. This is where I eat my egg sandwiches. No, this is, this is the Bill Murray pub, and they're live streaming the show later that's going to go out. So we're going to do a quick episode before. But this is the main performance area. And last night, I used like the quiet parts of it to do work. And I was here last night at a table at like 10 o'clock, dark. And I thought, oh, this would be nice to get us some quiet time.
Yeah.
5 minutes in, fire alarms went off.
What?
And I was like, what's going on? There's no fire, is there? So James, the manager, came from his bedroom, downstairs.
I love that he's the manager, but he's always on.
He's
always here. Well, there's a fire alarm, he's ready, yeah.
Well, he lives here.
Oh, okay.
And he came downstairs and he looked at the fire alarm and then he managed to turn it off after a few attempts. And then he went to me, that was weird. And I was like, what? And he said, the fire alarms were turned off. They were already turned off.
Someone else turned them off.
The ghost turned them on.
What ghost?
Well, I think there's a ghost because the fire alarms went off.
But don't you live with other people as well?
Yeah, there was no fire.
Yeah, but could someone else have just turned it off?
No, it said the fire was in zone 4 and this is zone 4.
So there was a fire in here, a ghost fire.
Well, no, a ghost set what I'm saying is the ghost set the fire alarms off.
Oh my God. And then they turned them off again?
No, James turned them off.
Fucking hell.
It was supposed to be a spooky story, but you've ruined it.
Sorry, it's a confusing story. But who turned it on? The ghost?
Yeah, the ghost set the fire alarm off.
So a ghost started a fire and then it turned
on. No, it set the fire alarms off.
Sorry, it set the fire alarm off.
Yeah.
Because it was too... No, but ghosts are cold. Why would it start a fire alarm?
To get me out.
Oh, because it was like, fuck off. It's gone 10 p.m. You're meant to be in bed.
It's our time.
This is... Yes.
It was the ghost time. But so that's... And then after that, I don't want to come in here tonight. After everyone's gone.
Because you're too scared.
Too scared.
It is a scary room. I'll say there is a vibe. There is a creepy vibe.
A lot of people have... Have you ever died in this room?
Oh, comedy-wise. It's actually weird. That was a confusing question.
This is actually one of the best comedy rooms in London, I think.
Yeah, it's a really lovely room, actually. I love performing here, and no, I never have.
How does it feel to be back on stage again?
It feels great. I've been forced to sit on a stool, which isn't my natural habitat, I'd say. So I'm very worried I'm going to fall off it. I'm swaying a bit.
You keep sliding off it. I don't understand what's so difficult.
I don't know how you sit on a stool. I think that's the...
Not like that. What's that?
How would you do it?
I put those 2 feet down a rung. That's it.
No, but they don't fit. See, I have to lean forward like that and then it doesn't make sense.
Well, move yourself forward a bit. No, sit forward a bit. That's it.
No, then I slide off, see?
There we are, that's the conundrum we've got here.
They're very, to be fair, they're very varnished.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, people have been working very hard to get it open.
Yes. So, I'm just perched on here like a bird. You're just going to stand.
Well, it just feels weird to sit down on a stage.
Well, I know.
Even though I've got form for doing that. I did a show once where I sat down and Harriet could not stop talking about it. It was in McKinleth.
It was in, and all your audience was sat on hay bales and you were sat, it was very small room and you were sat literally right in front of me here. And so it was like you were just speaking the whole show to me, but no one behind me could see you. So it was very intimate for me and then just pointless for everyone else.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, now you've given in and got the stool.
Let's see how awkward I am on a stool. How's that?
Apart from your arm, you're actually nailing it.
I've sat on stools a lot.
Does it seem like we're a boy band? And we're about to start singing because I feel like it does.
Does it? Is this what they do? No. Oh, when we're singing a ballad.
One by one, they go. And then they start singing. But you have to like leap off the it's very exciting.
Yeah.
I found a note in my phone that I wrote earlier. And then I was really confused as to what it meant. So it said Sunil Patel balls. And then I remembered it was because I wanted to tell you about what happened to
my balls.
Sunil to your balls, to Sunil Patel, the dog's balls. He got fixed. It's really...
I'm sad for him.
It's really traumatic. He's really upset about it. Yeah.
Is he upset with you? Does he know? Is it your fault?
No, he's just very confused. So we took him in, and then they did it, and then they said he's got a bit of a rash around his balls, and we might need to put some Sudocrem on it. Yeah. So got to get some Sudocrem. But then she said all the vets were laughing because they did a cat as well, and the cat was bigger than him. so it's really.
Yeah, okay. So you've got to rub cream on his balls.
Got to rub cream on his balls, and then we've got this like rough thing because you know you're meant to have those plastic collars.
Oh, to stop him.
But they're really uncomfortable. Yeah, to stop him from licking his balls and ruin the stitches. So then we got from my brother and his girlfriend Flash, his cousin had they
it's
got
not
him.
His cousin.
Yeah, his cousin.
He's not a human being.
A Frenchie. Yeah, it's his cousin. He's got a rough thing, but it's like. It's like one of those, you know, when you go on an aeroplane and you get those cushions that go around your neck can like sleep, even though it's like really uncomfortable and you can't actually sleep. It's like a whole one of those and he's just walking around with it. And what's, I think, the saddest thing is how he's just accepted it. And that's just his life.
No fight. Yeah, that dog's got no fight. No, he has.
No
he
is. Fight at all. Hasn't even tried to take it off. He just looks sad and he's just like, why is this happening to me?
I did offer to come and toughen him up.
He will need it, I think, but... I don't, like, I'm just worried that we've permanently altered him.
Well, yeah, you've taken his balls away.
I know.
That is permanently altering
I know,
him.
And I feel so sad because he loves humping so much.
It's oh, like, so hang on, once he gets rid of the balls, what happens, what changes?
I don't know if he's ever going to hump again. And he loves humping, like he humps all around the living room. Like he drags, he goes and he gets his sloth toy, his big sloth toy.
He just fucks it.
And then first he like fights it, so he like... tears it up and he like throws it on the ground so he kills it and then he fucks it
and he like okay yeah
he like positions it on the bed so he like sizes it up, it takes a while and he gets it in its spot and then he humps it and he humps it around the room so you're just sitting on the sofa and he drags it across the room.
Got a little dog fucking a sloth.
He just has a lovely time. Sometimes it's a flip-flop, he'll find one of Bobby's flip-flops and then he'll position it and then he'll hump it around the room but
I think he'll still hump.
I don't know, but then the thing is, I don't think he ever climaxes. He just reaches a point of confusion and he just becomes so tired and he just stops and he just stands over his sloth and he just like stares into the distance until literally for half an hour sometimes until you just pick him up and sort him out, yeah.
Sort him out.
Sort him out like that, but just like be like, come and sit down, you're tired, and then he falls asleep.
He seemed, I saw him a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And I held him. But I accidentally touched his penis. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was a bit unnerving.
Yes.
Because it felt like he had an erection.
He didn't. Look, what happens between you and the dog has nothing to do with me. I don't know.
You've got a bond, I guess.
A weird bond. We've got the same name. I don't know. Whatever you guys like, it's up to you, you know?
Well, it isn't. It's illegal.
Please, obviously, don't molest my dog. He's only 6 months old, so now.
Fuck. Only 6 months old and he's already lost his balls.
I know, it's so
sad. Is that the normal age that they have to have it off?
It's around 6 months they have it off, but then I just feel bad. Did I tell you that we worked out what breed he is, though?
Oh, what?
So he's a Cavapoo, but then he's more poodle than he is Cavapoo, because his dad was a poodle and his mum was a Cavapoo. So Bobby worked out that he's a Cavapoo poo poo. He's a little Cavapoo poo poo.
He's just got a lot of long names, basically.
He's got a lot of long names, and we didn't trim him. I should have taken him to the groomers. So now his ruff's all up here, and he can't see anything because all his hair is pushed up, and he just looks so sad. It's really
Well, how long till he can lick his balls again?
Well, he's going back on Friday.
Is he getting replacement balls?
No, they don't. They don't like with humans. They don't have like metal balls or
they do. They have dog
balls.
They have silicone balls for dogs.
Okay.
Look into that.
I don't know if I want to spend that money. We'll see how he reacts.
Well, he's not
reacting
very well.
If it affects his confidence and his personality, then maybe we'll think about it.
Okay.
It has been really fun though when people asked if I was free yesterday, and I had to say no. Sunil's Patel's getting his balls done. I can't. Yeah. I can't meet. So I had really, quite a few of our mutual friends, I had a really good fun.
No one really took the bait on that.
No, you weren't in a lot of the messages that I sent
it
to.
Who found it funny?
It's just between me and them. But really fun so time,
no,
actually.
No one found it funny because they knew
really
what she was trying to do.
About
like,
naming
no,
him that. It's really, it's really worked out well,
cheap,
actually.
Cheap joke. Fairly cheap joke.
Cheap joke, but often they're the best. Cheap joke, but really gets a reaction.
Yeah.
It's great.
Anyway, well done for driving up here today.
Thank you. It's my first proper drive. Dizziness has gone. First proper drive. We got the car 2 months ago, and to be honest, I haven't been confident enough to drive it because it is bigger. It's not a big car, but it's bigger than I'm used to.
It's a very big car for you.
Do you think it's very big?
For you?
Right, yeah. It's actually quite easy to drive. The problem is stopping. That's the issue. Driving is actually fine.
Why is it? What's the problem?
Well, getting in a space because it's quite big. That's the issue.
Oh, does it not park itself? Is it not one of those?
What?
Does it not have like self-parking?
Loads of
cars have self-parking now. You just press a button. You pull up to the space you want to get in. You press a button, it puts itself in.
I don't know what kind of cars you drive still, but I've never
Yaris.
Heard of that
You know,
before.
I have a Yaris.
Does your car park itself?
Yeah.
What kind of a freak car?
No, it doesn't.
I think that's really fancy cars.
Yeah, I think it's pretty standard equipment now on cars.
Well, ours doesn't have that. It does. It beeps a bit sometimes, and I think that means we're near
no
something.
No idea why.
I don't know why. I think if it's near something, then it beeps.
Oh, okay, well done.
But that's actually worse for me because then I get panicked. I'm not good when there's noises.
But they're there to warn you.
But what? Of what? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like it's a random warning. It's like if there was just a beep, beep, beep at any time in my life when something bad is about to happen, I'd be like, this is much more stressful.
You're actually right.
Thank you. Did you say you were thinking of getting a Nissan Juke?
Yeah, I was going to get a matching
copying
one.
Copying me?
Yeah.
Did you get a silver one as well?
No, I was thinking, before I got the Yaris, I was thinking of getting one, but then I thought, no.
Well, you know why? I was going to get a Toyota, a Yaris, but then I can't get a Yaris because I knew someone called Garris who had a Toyota. So whenever I think of a Yaris, I just think of Garris. So yeah. I just Garris with the Yaris, so I can't get one. It's just there's too much history there.
Am I the only one of your friends with a Yaris?
Apart from Garris. Well, Garris had the Yaris, but that was quite a few years ago.
Hang on, what is the name Garris?
It's a Welsh name, but he was actually English.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Needless.
But
yeah.
Would you get a Duke now? I think you should do it.
I can't get the same car as you, no.
I think you should do it.
No, I can't
I think it would be so fun when we drive on convoy and we can be like, beep, beep, and we can just drive down. It would be so fun. No. Don't you think it would be
no.
fun?
No, it's not fun being in a separate car that's exactly the same as someone else's car.
I think it would be really fun. what do you want to know about the car? Any questions?
I want to know at what point you got your confidence to start driving again.
It was today when I had to drive it.
Today when Bobby wouldn't drive you here. Okay, yeah.
Well, no, to be fair, Bobby's going away, so I'm trying to not be near people because I don't want him to miss out on...
3 meter gap.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep away from everyone, but it's very difficult because everyone wants to be near me. So it's quite hard. But then I thought getting on a packed tube is a bad idea, so I should try and drive. But then I was like, oh my God, I've never driven this, so... It was quite stressful, but it's actually fine.
Where's the dog?
The dog is at home.
On his own.
He had a bit of diarrhea, but we think it's related to the painkillers he had to have, and probably his balls being removed. It's a stressful time, but he's a sweetheart. He's not himself.
Right.
Hopefully, his personality will come back.
Okay.
Any other car questions?
No, I just wanted to let you know I'm not doing keto anymore.
I could have told you. I could have told. I
what
could have told anybody that. I have told people that. Actually. I told Red because Red's doing it and he's actually doing very well on it.
Oh yeah, former guest Red Richardson texts me every day to say how's keto going, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all
he's
doing
absolutely
great.
Loving it. He came over for dinner and we did Mexican, so it was perfect because he could have sour cream and cheese and. He was having a lovely time, but then it came to dessert and then he was really unhappy. And we said, you could have like cream and fruit. And he was like, I'm not having fruit. That's not
It is quite a difficult one. Because, I mean, like, it's actually quite, the meals are nice. But then when you're out and about, like, I had to go out of the house for a couple of days for work and people would just offer free pastries. So I had to take them.
Yeah.
And there's no...
That was your downfall, was the croissants.
It was the free pastries, free coffees and free lunches.
Yeah.
It's a shame, really. Otherwise, I'd still be on it and I'd probably be fucking jacked.
I would say if you don't have the willpower to turn down a croissant, then I don't
You don't have
think
the willpower
you...
to turn down a croissant.
I actually don't eat croissants very often.
But you...
Because they can give me a tummy ache.
All right,
so
what
if
about
I think about it properly, then I don't have
What's
it.
Your weakness?
What's sugar.
Yeah. Vegan.
Chocolate pots, but I had to stop having
vegan
chocolate
pots.
I stopped it. Because I thought they were, because they were so small, they're only like 100 calories. So I thought I was being really healthy, but then I'd eat all four of them. So I might as well just had a nice dessert.
This is the thing. You would have a, you would laugh at me for having triple chocolate crunch.
Yeah.
And not knowing that I was eating 4,000 calories a week of that. And you were doing the same with vegan choco pots.
I was doing the same once ever, yeah. 4,000 calories a week in chocolate pots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a slippery slope. Yeah, Red was very, I think he was quite shaky because he came with sugar and his body couldn't handle it.
Yeah, what he did was, basically when you start, when you stop eating sugar, and you shouldn't, like, the day before have a load of sugar, which is what I think he did and what I did once. But that made me go to bed for like 2 days with like flu symptoms.
Yeah, it gives you flu getting rid of sugar. But I think sugar is very bad for you. So I think it is good to stop having it. But
when are you going to stop?
I don't know. Well, I did stop for a bit. Actually, you remember when I stopped for a bit? Because I was like, yeah,
but you know, because you're having three bowls of Rice Krispies a day.
Yeah, but no sugar.
That's sugar.
Yeah, but I didn't know that until after I bought it. Until I bought
it with
sugar
accidentally. So the point doesn't stand.
No, it does stand. Because you can have, they recommend 50 grams of sugar a day.
50?
That's it.
That's lots.
That is not a lot. That's a can of Coke and a chocolate bar and you're way over.
Yeah, that is quite a lot of sugar.
That is not a lot of sugar. Snell, I bet you have eaten five times that today.
Of course I have, but okay, I'm saying I eat a load of sugar.
What did you have for breakfast?
Coffee.
What did you have?
Almond croissant.
After that, almond croissant. There we go. There's the truth. So that's probably like at least 20 grams of sugar. Then what did you have after that?
Egg sandwich.
With?
Half an avocado.
With?
That's it.
Crisps?
No, don't have crisps.
Then what did you have?
That's it.
You're such a liar. No, that is not all what you've eaten today.
That is genuinely all I've had.
So now stop showing off for the Patreon. That is not what you've eaten
showing
today.
Off to the patrons that I've had two egg
you
sandwiches today.
Oh, two egg sandwiches. There
we go.
Yeah,
but two little rolls with egg in them.
A lot of bread, actually. So that's probably... You're over it. You're over it with all the rolls.
No, I don't think there's 50 grams of sugar
in
a roll.
Yeah, all those sugary eggs as well. That's probably added up. Something really sad did happen, actually. A fox got into my parents' chickens and...
Ooh.
They ate one of the chickens and one of the ducks. And it's so sad because there's two ducks, a girl and a boy duck, and they're so in love and they go everywhere together. Like they go everywhere around. They just go in a two and then they killed the female one and then the male doesn't have a...
That's a sad story.
It's
She fucking finally did a sad story. Amazing. Well done. First time in four years she's done an actual sad story and didn't even know it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Well done.
It actually is really sad.
No, good, yeah.
Because the male chicken, the male duck doesn't have anywhere to go and they're not really friends with the chickens.
Perfect.
But foxes are so evil because they could have eaten, they just eat all of them. But they don't even eat them, they just kill. They just like to kill them all and then they...
It's like you like walking into a room full of chocolate pots and having a spoonful of each one.
It's just like that, Sunil, or me just like throwing them on the floor so no one else can have them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Just fucking with the chocolate pots. It's just like that. So
One chocolate pot was in love with the other chocolate pot, but now he's only on his own now.
Yeah.
Because the other chocolate pot got eaten by you. That's a sad story.
It's really sad, isn't it? Anyway, my mum got some more chickens. I thought it was a bit quick, but got some more. So
where'd you get them from?
I don't know. I think she knows a woman.
Just replace the chickens.
She replaced them really quick. But then she said, so I saw her on Saturday, and that's when she told the story about the chicken that died and the duck that died. But then there's three other chickens and a duck. But then she was like, I'm not going to get any more chickens for a while because the problem is if you bring one chicken or two chickens into a flock of chickens,
coop,
then they fight and they become henpecked and they attack the insurgent. And so she was like, she said she was going to wait, but then she just messaged that she's got three new chickens. So I think between Saturday and now, two other chickens have died. she just chose not to mention that because I think she sees us as children and she just doesn't want to upset us any further.
Oh, why don't you get some chickens for your garden?
Because the woman that lived there before us had chickens and in that garden, which is not big enough for chickens, and they all got eaten by a fox.
Oh, the fox that sleeps on the roof.
Yeah, so it's probably not a good idea to have chickens in a place where a fox sleeps on the roof.
Yeah.
Foxes. Alexa showed me a fox on Instagram that you can follow.
What do you mean?
So I've been following that, Juniper the fox.
That's a nice fox.
Well, actually, I'm really cross now and I need to unfollow it because I'm really cross with foxes.
It's hard to tell where you stand on animals sometimes because you're like, you don't want to kill them for food, but you don't like them killing each other for food either.
I always want them to be better. and they never get, they never are better. And you're just
animals
like,
animals just aren't getting
better.
For
God's sake, just stop following your instinct. Just be better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, follow some sort of moral code that you've got.
Just
them.
Follow a code or something. Like a like an animal code, you know. Like,
yeah, the animal code is eat all other fucking animals.
I know, that's the problem. And I'm like, guys, can you just calm down and just be peaceful amongst each other?
But then what are they going to eat? What are they going to eat?
Grass.
But
is what am I eating? Grass. That's
you're
what they
just
should
eating grass.
That's what they should
Harriet
eat.
Cooked for dinner. She cooked me and Elliot some food once, and it was this, like an amazing carbonara.
Thank you.
And then she came out of the kitchen eating sort of cooked spaghetti with sweet corn. And
yeah.
Just
yeah, I had spaghetti and sweet corn, and you guys had a carbonara. I actually love spaghetti and sweet corn, so it was fine for me.
You've grown to love it because you've got no options.
No, I've had it from very young, and it's a comfort food.
That's sugar.
What? Sweet corn?
Spaghetti. Yeah. And sweet corn.
Yeah, they are. That's quite a high sugar. Yeah, anyway, I'm going to start in the new year.
What?
Sugar-free. 2022 is going to be
yeah,
the year.
Yeah, 21's a write-off. 2022 yeah. is my year.
2022. I really thought 2020 was bad. And actually, I think 2021 is worse. That's my...
Is what?
I said I had used my lisp. My lisp came
there
out.
Go. That's it.
Did you say that because of my lisp?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, Bobby says no one can notice it anymore.
No, it sometimes slips it through, and yeah. I'm always looking for
if
it, it's basically.
If I'm talking too quickly and then I don't move my tongue in time. Where are you going?
Just putting my stool away.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to start again in 2022. I've just given up on this year.
What's the closest anyone can come to you?
Where you are. You should be further back, actually.
But our guest is going to be there.
Well, you can both be together and I'll be over here. Then it will be like I'm interrogating you. I'll be like Jeremy Paxman. It's going to be great.
Well, it's an exciting one today.
Yeah. You bet.
What's that for?
I don't know. I know it's nice. You bet. I'm excited, actually. It's just so nice to be back here in a comedy club.
Yeah,
and your
I
house.
Actually... It's quite spooky, though, as I said. And it's quite...
I just can't believe you believe in ghosts.
I don't want to believe in them, but they're there, aren't they? I wish they weren't there.
Okay, should I just say, come out, ghost... Wherever you are,
do something.
Tonight at midnight, upstairs in, what's your bedroom?
The green room.
The green room. Come out to the green room.
If you're anywhere, go to Harriet's house.
No, they can't travel.
And eat all her sugar.
No, they can't travel and they can't eat. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was Elliot knocking on the wall at the back.
Did you ever watch Casper the Friendly Ghost?
No.
Oh, okay. You should watch it. It's actually really good.
Did you ever see Night Watch? No, what was it?
No.
All right.
we're really missing each other here. I want to know what else you do in different areas of the place. What do
you
do?
So this is where I sometimes come down and do work, or I do it upstairs, and that's it.
Oh, you just...
In the living room, we watch films sometimes.
What films have you watched?
Something about Navy SEALs, just like fighting. Like, pregnant wife died, so we had to kill everyone.
What a lad's house this is.
It's a proper bloody lad's
Such
house, this.
A lad's house, oh my God.
Yep.
I watched Nomadland, actually. I recommend it. But I have to say, they really bigged up Amazon on it. And that I found
Why?
That very confusing.
What's
well,
it
because
about?
So this is the beginning, so I'm not giving it away. Frances McDormand's character, it's amazing. Because a lot of the people in it, they're not actors. They're actual, like, Nomadland people. I'm not sure what the correct phrase is, but they...
What is Nomadland?
It's like people that, like... travel around and like don't have like a fixed address.
Nomads.
yeah nomads. So I didn't want to say that in case that was the wrong word.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Frances McDormand, she's an actor, but almost everyone else is like real people. And then she goes to get a Christmas job at Amazon in the warehouse, and then I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good takedown of Amazon. But then as they get there at the beginning, like they all go, all the workers go, they go, how are you all? And they all go, yay. They're all
they're
having
a great time.
The time of their lives working at Amazon on the Christmas shift. And you think,
is this on Amazon Prime?
It might actually. No, I think they got a bit of money from Amazon. And even though it was actually like quite a worthy film and it had a good message, I think they got a bit of a kickback from Amazon because it did not display the Amazon workers in an accurate light, I would say.
All right.
But you should watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
What's wrong?
I don't know what the film is.
It won
sense.
The Oscar.
Oh, did it?
It's the Oscar winner.
For what?
Film.
The Oscar for film?
The film Oscar.
film Oscar.
The best one.
Best film.
Best film.
There we
best
go.
Film. Yeah, won the best film.
Nobody watched the Oscars this year, though.
Well apparently it was very disappointing at the end. Yeah.
But there weren't many films, I guess.
I think it was, to be honest, after watching Nomadland, you could tell it was a weak year for films.
Wow.
Also, it was very rock heavy.
What?
Just, there's a lot of rocks in it. And
rocks.
I have to say, you reach a limit with how much rock stuff you can...
As in music?
Nope, like
Stones.
Rocks. Actual rocks, yeah.
Please, what? Example?
You'll have to watch it.
What, the whole Oscars?
No, just Nomadland.
Oh, right.
It was very
still
rock,
Nomadland.
Rock
okay.
heavy, yeah.
All right.
I don't know about the Oscars. No. Have you heard this rumor that Jason Derulo fell down some stairs?
No. That's a rumor.
Yeah, but then apparently it's based in truth, but then I don't know. But what then I was trying to find out, but then there was just a picture of a man that was like threw himself down the stairs. Anyway,
he fell down the stairs where?
They said at the Met Ball, there's like a rumor that he fell down the stairs, but then he denies it and like. But then there was a picture on the internet. But then I think it's quite clearly a Chinese man who like fell down some stairs in Cannes.
I don't know what Jason Derulo looks like.
Neither do I. But then if anyone knows about the Jason Derulo falling down the stairs, I'm actually very interested. I spent a while trying to find out earlier.
This is how you... Yeah, I guess that's how you got to spend your day nowadays.
Because we were talking the other day about E17, you know, when Brian Harvey ran himself over because he ate too many potatoes.
Incredible.
It's just the best.
It wasn't because he ate loads of potatoes, though, was it?
He was actually stoned, but he told everyone he ate too many potatoes.
And then the blood.
It was like 17 potatoes or something.
That could be just.
He was too tired to move.
But that happened to
over.
Me earlier after those egg sandwiches.
Too many potatoes.
I got really tired.
Well, you need to be careful around cars.
Need to be careful.
Sunil,
I shouldn't drive, yeah.
It's unclear how it happened, but.
So he
don't mix
he
potatoes
ate the potatoes, got in the car.
I think then
but
he must
he
have got out
down,
the car,
and then it ran over himself.
No, I think he was in the car. Maybe he thought I need to lie down for too many potatoes. He got behind the car, and then the car ran over him.
No, that's not what it was.
That's he ran over himself. How could he run himself over if he was in the car?
Oh, I thought he fell out of the car, slumped out of the car, and then his arm, and then the car rolled. He fell out.
Maybe
and it rolled
he
over.
Fell out of the car in a potato coma. Yeah. If anyone knows anything about that, any
do
hot
get back
that,
to us.
Please
those
do get
two
back
things.
To us.
All right,
okay,
well.
Great. Well, we're now going to do... I think this is going to be in the opposite order. No, it's not. This is going to go before... Anyway.
This is first.
So now we're going to...
Well, a little warm-up.
Helen,
before...
which will be next week. Or if you watched live, you've already seen it, so sorry about that.
We've completely lost track of our schedule.
Absolute chaos. It's the year 2021.
Let's
Who
start
knows?
Again in 22, I guess. Don't go anywhere near Harriet, is the rule today.
Please stay away. You just tried to get me near me.
Oh,
bye,
okay.
Everybody.
Bye.